Sup, Kasoku, welcome back to episode 57 of the Samurai Summit and Otaku Podcast. I'm your host, Do, and we're back again on another Friday. It's Friday, March 3rd. It's finally Friday. Hopefully you guys are enjoying your Friday, and hopefully you guys enjoy the rest of your weekend, you know, starting Sunday. Hopefully you guys are able to spend some time with your fam, your friends. Maybe read some manga, watch some anime, play some video games, play some card games, you know? I don't know. Let me know what you do. For me, I'll be going to have a party to go to. And hopefully I'm able to get into a pre-release for the One Piece card game, OP2, which is the Paramount War set. Fucking hype for it. I did pre-order 3 booster boxes. Hopefully I'm able to pull a manga shanks. I mean manga ace, because I didn't pull manga shanks, so hopefully we're lucky with ace, and ace is one of my favorite characters. Pull ace on all my favorite characters, so hopefully I get to pull him. Kind of fucked up, should have gone with a whole fucking case. And even if probably if I did purchase a case, I probably wasn't gonna pull the manga ace, but who knows. We'll see. And yeah, so recently last weekend I went to Legoland for the first time to celebrate my son's birthday, and it was fun. I really like it. My daughter, she I think she liked it more than my son. So pretty much my son, he's not really a big fan of roller coasters. But I found out that my daughter actually is. So, will you look at that? So, yeah, apparently, gotta open that Pepsi. Today I'm drinking Pepsi. Sometimes I drink Coke. Sometimes I drink a Monster. Sometimes I drink water, you know. Sometimes even coffee. But today it's a Pepsi. Delicious. Anyway, we went to Legoland in San Diego. I ended up staying at my cousin's house, which it was a fun weekend. We ended up coming back on Sunday, got home like around 6 p.m. So pretty much the whole weekend it was over there in San Diego. Had a good time. And I think it was Monday or Tuesday when I went to my brother's house to play some Dragon Ball card games. Whoop his ass. It was fun. And so recently, actually, I've been thinking about buying the Dragon Ball FighterZ and Kakarot video games. The only thing, though, for sure Kakarot I'm gonna buy for the PS5. That's 100% sure, because I took a PS5 version of it. But for FighterZ, I'm debating if I should go with the PS4 or the Nintendo Switch. Obviously, I prefer using the PS5 controller. It's more comfortable. But since it is the 2D fighting game, you know, it's like the Naruto games or Demon Slayer games, I think it will be fine with the Nintendo Switch. But then again, I think it's a little bit more smooth on the PS4. Excuse me, but I don't know. Let me know. Do you guys think it's worth getting it for the Switch, or just go with the PS4 might as well? Like I said, I have both consoles. I'm gonna be playing the PS4 version on the PS5. I do not know if they did any upgrades for the PS5. You know, like Kakarot, they did an upgrade for the PS5, so it looks better. I don't know if they did the same thing for FighterZ. If you guys know, let me know. Shoot me a message on Discord, which don't forget to join our Discord. You know, everything's going to be on the sign notes. Or shoot me a message on Instagram, Twitter, wherever you want. But yeah, I'm going to buy... Oops, sorry, I got the hiccups and a burp. So I'm going to buy both games. First, I am going to buy FighterZ for sure. I still got to pass Odyssey. I know I'm taking my sweet time. I'm almost done. I think I'm on chapter 7, maybe going towards chapter 8. Shit, I don't remember. But yeah, there's only 9 chapters, so almost towards the end of the game already. I just finished defeating the last Colossal, the Fire one, so it's getting interesting. Marine 4 was amazing. I love it. I just wish this time you were able to save face, but unfortunately, you know, it's a memory, so you really can't change that. Gonna shit's gonna hit the fan if that changed. So yeah, and also I did a voice first video. If you guys haven't seen it, make sure you check it out. I opened the Rascal Dreams of a Dreaming Girl, something like that, booster box. And there's another one coming out. So on the release of this podcast, it won't be out. Most likely it'll be out on Saturday or Sunday. It has to do with Vice Charts as well. And it is going to be epic. So make sure you just hit that subscribe button. Hit the notification bell so you know you'll get notified whenever the video drops. And oh yeah, so like I was saying, I went to play Dragon Ball the card game with my brother, but before that we went to Target so we could buy some Dragon Ball cards, but obviously we didn't find anything, which is funny. When I was buying a shitload of Pokemon cards, I couldn't find any Pokemon cards and also Digimon cards, but I will see a bunch of Dragon Ball cards. And now that I want to buy Dragon Ball cards, I see nothing. And I do see a bunch of Pokemon cards now. Excuse me. Damn, the tables have turned, man. Maybe I should stop collecting One Piece so that way I get to see One Piece cards at the Target, Walmart. And so, yeah, after we went to Target, we went back to his place and we were playing Dragon Ball. Took our decks that we built like 5 years ago whenever Dragon Ball came out, the card game, and we just watching the tutorial videos from 5 years ago on YouTube that Bandai made. I think they are just new rules. I don't know if the new rules just got implemented, the new mechanic just like recently, which is a Senkai one, or there's more to just a Senkai mechanic and more things. And I don't know how long ago the Senkai mechanic came out, but we're just playing by the old rules, you know, from when it barely came out, and I whoop his ass. I was using my kid boot deck, which is the only deck that I have. My kid boot, my brother was using his Mecha Frieza one, and yeah, I just whoop his ass. I love kid boot, man. That he's probably my favorite villain. And which, speaking of Dragon Ball, the new set is gonna come out. Power Absorb, and it should be releasing probably, I think, March 17th. That's the release of it. And your boy had to pre-order some booster boxes, especially I get to that, but yeah, pre-order 5 booster boxes. I know that's a lot of boxes, but that's what I did just because I'm trying to build a Goku Super Saiyan 4 deck, Android 21, and it's getting a bunch of Majin Buu cards, so I'm trying to build a new Majin Buu deck. So I'm excited for it. Hopefully I'm able to use the leader that I have. You know, I'm not 100% sure if they're gonna be releasing a new leader. I already saw the card list, but I was kind of just looking through it real quick. So if there's no new leaders, I gotta check what new cool Majin Buu leaders are so I could use with the new cards. And so yeah, those are the three decks I for sure wanna build. Maybe I'll build another Android deck if it's not Android 21. But for sure Android 21, because you know I have to do her build. And aside from the regular booster box, there's going to be a collector booster box, and that one is releasing on March 17. The MSRP is $23.99. The content of it is one booster pack contains 12 cards each, and one box contains 12 booster packs. So I'm not sure if the booster box, I'm pretty sure it's not, because it would be stupid cheap if it's $23.99 for 12 booster packs. I don't know if a booster pack is $23.99, just because I believe every single card is holographic, so that would kind of make sense. But again, I don't know. It's, I think it's the first song. Yeah, 12. Yeah. I think, yeah, because see, I'm looking at the. Okay, so I'm looking at the webpage, which again, you know, usually all the links are going to be on the sign notes. It says booster pack. Dragon Ball Super Card Game Sinking Series Set Number 3 Power Absorb Collector's Booster. That's what it says, right? And it has information that a rare release date, MSRP, content, and rarity has 237 types total. Commons 60, holo version, uncommon holo version 30 of them, rare holo version 30, super rare 18, special rare 15, secret rare 3, exclusive illustrator silver foil version 36, exclusive illustration holo version 33. Exclusive illustrator secret rare holo version 3 and exclusive illustration new holo version 1, and that's the one I want to get, the one, because listen carefully to what I'm about to say, because that special foil is a ghost rare Super Saiyan 3 Goku, and it looks fucking majestic. Hashtag so good. It's a ghost rare, like Yu-Gi-Oh. Y'all know ghost rares from Yu-Gi-Oh. Exactly the same shit, but Dragon Ball, and it looks amazing. And you cannot get this on the regular booster box, which I thought it did. So that's one of the reasons I want, aside from the card list, that was one of the reasons why I got so many booster boxes. Which is fine, because the secret rares from the regular ones, they look good. But man, I really gotta get that Super Saiyan 3 Ghost Rare Goku. Because aside from Gogeta, because my favorite character from Dragon Ball, Super Saiyan 3 is one of my favorite versions from Goku. It's just so good. And then you've seen him fucking in Ghost Rare, just fucking amazing. Honestly, I'm fucking excited for this set. With those 5 booster boxes, I'm hoping to complete almost the whole set, but we'll see what happens, you know. It just looks so, man, look it up. I'm pretty sure, well, if you have a Facebook, go to the Dragon Ball Super Card Game official Facebook page, and they posted a picture and a video of the card, and it looks, I'm telling you, fucking amazing. I love it. There's other cards that look badass too. Like the secret rare Vegeta. There's another version of it with Goku Super Saiyan 3 behind him. It looks amazing too. Like, I really want to complete those two. So I gotta buy another 5 booster boxes from those. So depends how much they are. But yeah, I gotta do that, because I'm excited for this set. Power Absorb. Again, check it out. It's amazing. There's gonna be Android 18, Android 17, a bunch of Android 21. Just majestic, man. I'm telling you, there's a bunch of Dragon Android 21 cards. There's a new leader for Android 21, if I'm not mistaken. A leader for Android 18, I think. There's some Android Super 17, actually. Some cards for Super 17. Looks good. I'm gonna link the, yeah, there's a bunch of Super 17 cards. He just look fucking beast. And the thing I'm actually excited for it too is a Vegito card as well. And it just looks good. And there's a, like I said, there's a bunch of the Majin Buu cards. And I think there is a leader for it. Yeah. Leader. Oh wait, actually, what does it say? I don't know if this is a new type of thing, but it says leader. Did that what it say? Leader fight or something? So yeah, it's a new Majin Buu. Yeah. For that one, when your life is, let's see, I haven't even read this one. When your life is at 4 less, or you have a yellow Majin Z battle card with an energy cost 2 or more in play, draw 1 card, switch up to 1 energy in active mode, and add cards from your life to your hand until you have 6 life left. Huh, okay. Sucks that you can not see the other side of the card. The Vegeta one looks amazing too. Is that gonna be a leader? Because holy shit, if it is. There's a bunch of Gokus. Dude, the Goku Super Saiyan 3, even the regular one, looks amazing. He's in the Kamehameha, and also the Ghost Rare looks amazing as well. Some Vegeta cards as well. No, and then for the trailers, I mean, for the trial decks, it's gonna be a Gohan and a Vegeta deck. Those are the two that are coming out. There's a bunch of badass Vegeta cards. Again, Gogeta, 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 however you want to pronounce it. He's my favorite one, but these cards look amazing. Dude, the Kibu, man. I love Kibu. I'm fucking excited for this. A bunch of Majin Buu's. They're like Super Buu. Dude, just amazing. And there's just a character from Dragon Ball the Heroes. What's his name? Cumber. They're seeing Super Saiyan 3 form, all this shit. And I think there's also a Goku Super Saiyan 4 as well. There's going to be a Super Saiyan 4 leader Goku as well. So just way too many amazing cards. And then the Secret Rares, there's going to be a Golden Cooler. It's just overall such a good deck. I mean, good set. So yeah, moving on from the card games. We do have some other news. Sorry, I needed to drink something because my throat is getting kind of dry. So I find this funny. Like, I can't believe there's people like that. But Nezuko's voice actress, the Japanese version, loses followers because of having a boyfriend. How stupid is that? Come on, man. Really? So this article is from AnimeSenpai.net, and it says, idol culture has been popular in Japan since the 1960s. From the start, it has been a double-edged sword, as idols are forbidden to have relations, as fans who invest so much in their beloved idols do not appreciate this. I mean, come on, even if she didn't have a boyfriend, you ain't gonna do shit, let's be honest, but whatever. So that's why I'm gonna unfollow her too. Nah, I'm kidding. So the only choice idols have is to pretty much develop a secret relationship. So Akari Kito, which is the voice actress of Nezuko from Demon Slayer, obviously, did the same a few years ago. The fans found out about that relationship, and now her idol career is being affected because of that. Mijitsu, a famous Japanese portal, shared a report which consisted of the sales of the voice actress' latest song. I didn't know she was a singer. I gotta check that out too then. Latest song and how it has not been successfully compared to previous songs because of her secret boyfriend, which fans find out about it. Again, you fans ain't gonna do shit even if she was single. Come on. In 2021, so how it started was in 2021, Bunshun Online, a magazine company, organized a day for Nezuko's voice actress with another voice actor named Yuya Kusumi, the voice actor of Kiyaru from Ridu of a Healer. After this event, Kito started to live in the same apartment as Yuya in a half cohabitation program, and they started dating. This was, we all know they fucked. anyway, they started dating. This was the spark for fans, as her image as an idol does not allow her to do such thing. After this mayhem went a bit overboard, the voice actress took it to her Twitter and addressed the fans. Mr. Kusumi is one of my close friends. Aki Kito on Twitter regarding her relationship with, you know, Juju Kusumi. Right, close friends. Right, unfollow. I'm kidding. These results came into view when Kito's newly released song sales on February 8th, 2023 went downhill. The song was named Dear Those Days, and he also the ending song of the anime Chilling in My 30s after getting fired from the Demon Skins Army, which is airing this winter 2023 season. This song has sales that were pretty low compared to Akira Kito's previous songs. In comparison, her song Kimi no Tonari De for the anime Adachi and Shimamura sold 6,200 copies in its first week, and her newest song sold 2,140 copies in its first week, according to Oricon. This should make things pretty obvious that she lost thousands of fans because of her relationship, which she tried to keep secret. So, comments from fans on this news. On the portal of Mayutsu, some fans gathered reactions on this, and they were pretty much expected. It hurts to see her music career decline, but she brought it on herself. Come on, bro. It is a natural result. As expected, you can underestimate the economic power of otakus. I think there is nothing left but to admit that her career as an idol is over. The last comment was pretty harsh, as Akira Kito started her idol career in 2019, and sadly her career is ending 3 years later. Her voice acting role this season, notable roles include Iwanaga Kotoko from the Inspector season 2, Ryuri from Chilling in My 30s after getting fired from the Demon King Army, Konoe Kana from Nijijon Animations. So it's safe to say her voice acting career will not be affected by her relationship with her boyfriend, but her idol career will. Which I find is stupid as fuck. So what is my Kasaku think about this? Is it right? Is it wrong? In my opinion, I think it's stupid. But who am I to say? I'm just an otaku as well. I don't even think I'm following her, but I think I'm gonna start following her now. What's up? Now, hey. So now, Akari can have one extra follower. What's up? So aside from this little funny news, if you wanna call it news, we got a new Pokemon Direct. So in the Pokemon Direct, they announced the Pokemon Worlds Championships, which will be held in Japan for the first time ever, from August 11 to the 13th at the Pacifico, Yokohama. And gamers will compete in Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, the Pokemon Trading Card Game, and Pokemon Unite as well, those three games. I thought I saw something about Pokemon Go too, if I'm not mistaken. Unless it's that I was in things. They also are taking out the Pokemon Trading Card Game Classic. Now, I'm fucking excited for this. So the Pokemon company is re-releasing the original Pokemon Trading Card Game in a deluxe package designed to be an all-in-one way to play the TCG. It's expected to launch in late 2023, but they still haven't announced the price yet. It might be expensive because due to the whole board that it comes with and the tokens. And the little, instead of the flip coin with the little roulette. Ah, fucking amazing, man. If you guys haven't seen how it looks, go check it out. It's, I think I'm excited more about the board and the tokens than the cards themselves. But more information will be revealed at the Pokemon Championship. So we have to wait until August for more information about it. Unless they start releasing little things here and there, but who knows. And also, Pokemon Sleep was finally announced, so it's an app that is going to be tracking your sleep and, you know, getting Pokemons. You might be able to transfer those Pokemon to Pokemon Go, and you're going to release a new Pokemon Go Plus, which is called Pokemon Go Plus Plus, which that one is going to be able to also track your sleep and use it as a regular Pokemon Go Plus from, you know, a few years ago. So that's good. And there's a new update for Scarlet and Violet. So now you're gonna be able to get Walking Wake, which is a weird version of Suicune, and Iron Leaves, which is a weird version of Verizon Wireless, however you want to call it. And they'll also announce a new DLC part 1 and part 2. Part 1 is called the Teal Map, which will be released in fall 2023. Part 2 is called the Indigo Disc, which will be releasing in winter 2023. I'm actually excited for the Turtle one, which is for this Part 2 one. It looks pretty good. I really like it. I'm digging it, how it looks. I don't have a link for it right now, but you can just pretty much search on pokebeach.com or serebi.net and you should be able to find it. Or better yet, just go to YouTube, search Pokemon Direct 2023, and you should be able to just, well, just watch. It's like 20 minutes long, so you should watch everything so you get more in details what the new things are coming out. And it's barely the beginning of the year, so I'm excited for Pokemon this year. Now, we're almost towards the end of the podcast. We still got two more things to talk about. And, of course, the character of the week. And the next one, it's funny. And I get it. I mean, I just get it. So, Shonen Jump's latest series is literally unreadable. But more like, you can really translate it to English, to be more precise. That's because, so pretty much, you guys remember the manga I mentioned last year, probably like November, this, which is called Cypher Academy, which is good. I only read the first chapter and then I forgot about it. I'm not gonna lie, but yeah, I did forget about it, but the first chapter was good. Right now there's 13 chapters of it, and it's just impossible to translate. So and it's an exaggeration saying that it's impossible to translate. So the series created by Monogatari mangaka Nisi Oisin and Yuji Iwasaki is a nightmare to turn around. A sentiment shared by Kumar, which is official Viz translator for the series, or X translator, because after 13 chapters, Kumar waved the white flag. So pretty much he announced on Twitter that he will no longer be translating the series, citing Screen Rant's article on the series being impossible to translate. And so what is this glossy translation series all about that's causing all this difficulty? Well, you know, in accordance with its title, Cypher Academy, it's all about ciphers, puzzles, and everything puzzling. The series follows Iroha, an average student enrolled in Cypher Academy, a school dedicated to code cracking and puzzle solving. Accordingly, much of the series' dialogue and battle symbol reference to Japanese culture, poems, and intricate Japanese wordplay. And that right there is why it's so difficult to translate. So much of the dialogue refers to specific Japanese phrases and words that do not translate to English. This isn't something new, you know, in the manga and anime, obviously, as a few things are always lost in translation, which that's why I want to learn Japanese and the culture, so I'm able to read manga and watch anime the way it was intended to, you know, like the actual meaning behind it. But, you know, however, with Cypher Academy, it's not just for just the one of the panel, it's the whole fucking series. And trust me, some of the posts at the beginning, like on the first chapter, like, what the fuck is going on? Does it make sense? Or it doesn't make sense. So for any English fans of the series, not to worry, as Viz Media does not have another translator. As Viz Media does have another translator already placed on the project and has begun translating for a weekly release. With that said, we here are the so with that said, hopefully the new translator, he or she has, you know, they just have to deal with a bunch of the insane ciphers and, you know, wordplay and all that shit. Which, if you guys want to read it, just go to the Shonen Jump app, read it from there, which that's what I did. Which I'm going to continue reading it. I totally blank out on that anime. I mean, manga came out in November, if I'm not mistaken. And then some of the tweets are pretty funny. One of them says, these two panels of Cypher Academy do a good job conveying what's wrong with the series. It just doesn't work over here in the West unless you know Japanese. And honestly, it's kind of like, doesn't go with it, to be honest. Just too hard, but if you really want to enjoy it, learn some Japanese, my guys. Another one is Cypher Academy 11. I know it's pointless to ask, but what? It's weird. It doesn't go with, like I said, I haven't read anything. I haven't read too much. I mean, just the first chapter, but yeah, it's just too crazy. Cypher Academy, another tweet says Cypher Academy is so infused with Japanese wordplay that it simply broke the official translation. I mean, oh, and honestly, I'm just looking at the panels and holy shit, I'm not ready for it. There's another one that says whoever is translated Cypher Academy between all the obscure Japanese puzzles and the constant pop culture and history reference, they deserve triple the pay. Which honestly, they do because this shit looks fucking complicated. Yeah, you might be able to find someone to like have the same kind of like trying to find something similar in English, like the same puzzle, but then that changes the whole story. It's not what it was meant to be, you know? And I understand the translator, it's not their fault that this manga, this series is just complicated to translate. I 100% guarantee, agree with them and every other fan, honestly. But yeah, it's funny. Still, they're gonna continue translating it, so make sure you go check it out, the Shonen Jump app. That's where I'm reading it. It's only $2.99 a month. It used to be, I mean, $2.99, $1.99. It used to be 99 cents, and now it's $2.99. Or it used to be $1.99, and now it's $2.99. No, okay, it used to be 99 cents, now it's $1.99. Or it used to be $1.99, and now it's $2.99. Yeah, you get it. And we're on our final subject. So, Dragon Ball Games Battle Hour 2023. It's gonna be happening tomorrow, March 4th to March 5th in Las Vegas. So there's gonna be, so it's free sponsor limited, free goods for all attendees, tournaments, movie performance. They will announce more of the Dragon Ball card game digital version, which they just released a little teaser like 50 seconds long. It looks like it might just be for PC because at the corner it had the little PC icon and it just looks so good. If it's, I don't know if they're just doing that animation just for the trailer or it's gonna be part of the video game, but it just looks so fucking amazing. So anyway, so the free goods are good. I think they're fucking good, man. So they're gonna get exclusive cards, t-shirts, stickers, thunder sticks, drawstring bags. That's for players and spectators. For players, you get another shirt that sure looks amazing, a ballpoint pen, name tag. For player spots, for Dragon Ball Legends, they will get an art card sleeve with an event exclusive design as a present. Novelties: Dragon Ball The Breakers. You can play Dragon Ball The Breakers here at the venue, play the game, and receive a special lanyard for free. Then they have the Dragon Ball official site. Follow the Dragon Ball official Twitter account and get an original sticker. One sticker will be given out at random. And yeah, so you could register now, but by the time you listen to it, it's probably gonna be too late. I'm fucking excited. There's gonna be, it's also gonna be a live stream worldwide on YouTube, Twitch, and online arena. For Dragon Ball Fighter, it's gonna be 256 players. For Dragon Ball Card Game, 256 players as well. Schedule Dragon Ball Legends, 80 players. Entry spectator is gonna be 1,000 spectators, and they're also gonna perform. There's gonna be a performance by Hironobu Kageyama, which will be, I think, singing Chala, hey, Chala, na 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 na. Yeah, sorry about that, but yeah, I'm super excited. Sucks that I won't be able to go, but I'll be trying to watch the live, the Twitch. No, I'm gonna watch it on YouTube, most likely. because I really don't use Twitch. And then I need to really download the app, so I'll watch it on YouTube. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Let me see, where is it gonna be? Doesn't give me an exact time where they're gonna be streaming. You know what, I'll let you know right now. Actually, it looks like, oh, it only has March, so it's gonna be March 4 and March 5. Wait, what the fuck? Why is there a March 6 for Monday? Oh, okay, no, that's the schedule time for the March 4th, so that's Pacific time. So is it that 8:30 in the morning is gonna be accepting entries, 9 a.m. it's gonna start. At the 21 hour it's gonna plan end time. So we'll see how it goes. It's gonna be in Vegas. Again, streaming through YouTube, Twitch, and online arena. And I just salty I couldn't join. Maybe next year, if we do it next year again, I'll be going to Vegas. So see you guys over there. Kind of salty, but it is what it is. And with that, my Kasoku, excuse me, we're at the end of the podcast. We are on almost the 40 minutes mark. And we have one more thing to do. You know it. It's the character of the week. So this week we talked too much of Dragon Ball, so obviously I have to choose another Dragon Ball character, and it's actually gonna be the third character I'm gonna be choosing from Dragon Ball, and it's no other than, you guess it, Gogeta, Gogeta, Gogeta. Yep, I have to go with my boy. All his transformations, Super Saiyan Regular, Super Saiyan Blue, Super Saiyan 3, Super Saiyan 4, Super Saiyan 2, they're all freaking, oh shit, what if they take out the Ultra Instinct Gogeta? Do they have on Heroes? Because I've never seen Heroes. Gogeta UI Ultra, let's see, because that shit would look fucking dope. I mean, there's a bunch of fan art, and some of the fan art looks amazing. Yep, I'm just looking at the final. I'm like, Yamete Kurasai. And yeah, it looks so good. Man. I think it's the best. Makes him look sexy. Not gonna lie. Okay, that's it for this week. We'll see you guys next week. And don't forget to, you know, subscribe to the podcast, give a follow to the podcast, or whatever it is you gotta do on whatever platform you listen to us, because sometimes follow, sometimes like the podcast, sometimes subscribe to the podcast. And don't forget to follow me on social media, you know, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, everything's gonna be at Unlimited Dome. Don't forget to join our Discord, the Summer Summon Otaku Podcast. We could talk cards, anime, general things, you know, anything, just a place for us otakus to hang out and be ourselves. Don't, if you have any questions or you want to talk about, want me to talk about anything, send me an email, summersummitpodcast@gmail.com. if you're thinking about, you know, being a co-host for the podcast, hit me up. We could do a few episodes if you like. If you feel comfortable doing them, then you know, we go from there. And that's it. Again, love you, Kasoku. We'll see you on the next one. Peace.